My name is Tony Lemon. I usually teach in the classroom, but I also teach in the car. I have been told for years I should write a book because what I do a lot of times is I go to a party or a gathering and tell stories about what happened to me. You wouldn't believe what happened to me. And people are like, why don't you write a book about that? You should. And so I thought, well, since I had all those snow days over the winter break, I thought I should probably have something to show for this. And so I put it all together, and over the summer, I tried to put it into a book form and promote it. It's a memoir of all the things that have happened to me in my driver's ed car. We've had people who have sneezed on steering wheels. We've actually gone up a wall before. There was the time that as we were coming up to a stop sign and the cross traffic was going about 55 miles an hour, we noticed that our brake didn't work. We kept rolling and the stop sign was coming past us. It seemed like in slow motion. And I hit my brake, she hit hers, and what I happened to do was I'm left-handed. So I grabbed the steering wheel as fast as I could and turned it really sharply, and we turned just before the intersection, and we felt the rushing wind from the semis and the honking, and then after that, the brakes worked again. So there have been a lot of things that have happened in the car that have been a lot of fun and gut-wrenching. And I'm actually working on the next book because I'm starting to come up with some more stories about some people who, when they do their turning, sometimes they don't let the wheel go naturally back, and so we just keep turning like the pole is going to come and hit us. I think I wrote it for anybody who drives a car or anybody who's already been in the situation where they're learning how to drive. I think that as they read through the stories of all the things that have happened to me, it's going to remind them of things that happened to them either in their driver's ed experience or in their just everyday driving. People that have read it have told me that they've either cried laughing so hard or they thought, this reminds me of something that happened to me, and then they tell me stories. In all aspects of education, I have to be very positive and build them up, because if I get on them a little bit in the driver's ed car and maybe even show a little bit of emotion or a little bit of anger, they're going to get down on themselves, and then it snowballs and they get worse and worse. So I've always got to be very slow, very meticulous, and very positive with them. Always go out in the middle of nowhere first when you're going to start driving, because if you make mistakes, nobody's going to know it. The second thing would be to relax, calm down, and do the best you can, and be positive with yourself. I enjoy the camaraderie that I can have in the car. I get to know them a little bit, they get to know me a little bit, and I like the fact that they want to be there and they want to learn it really bad, and they're always asking questions and always wanting to learn, and I really like that aspect of teaching.